Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, as we do, we can't call this a recap simply because there's just no way to recap everything going, especially right now. But joining me now from the Truth About Guns is the editor-in-chief, Dan Zimmerman, the most overworked man in the country as of this date.
I don't know about that.
I can only imagine that you don't see any more letters on the keys of your keyboard on your laptop or something. You probably worn them down over the last few days, huh?
We've been busy. There's been lots to write about.
Let's talk about the engagement, shall we say, of the murderer of Jay Danielson after some federal officers sort of showed up and quite surgically took him out, apparently.
Yeah, I don't think that was the intent, but it sounds from all accounts like he left them no option.
Well, I mean, if the cops are coming up on you and they tell you, put your hands down and don't move, and you bring your hands up and you got a gun aimed at them.
Yeah, and that, according to witnesses, is exactly what happened. Even the New York Times quoted someone who lived or was near the area where Mr. Reinel was when the U.S. Marshals approached him and said that he had a gun, and it sounded like there was actually an exchange of gunfire, although I'm not sure that's true. But in a minimum, he was reported to have had a gun in his hand. Didn't drop it until he was struck by incoming gunfire.
Yeah, but the interesting thing about that is that nobody said anything about that.
About what?
Well, I mean, the cops showed up there in force, engaged the guy. This is happening, but he was Caucasian, but he was Antifa. And I'm sure they're going to turn him into a martyr, without a doubt. But I haven't really heard any, unless that's coming later tonight or something.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to get interesting, really, in Portland until later in the evening. Portland's clown mayor, Ted Wheeler, decried the fact that people seem to get arrested in his city and then released regularly. Like he's just noticed this fact after 3 months of nightly riots.
We had to go find a U-Haul and some boxes here recently.
Yeah, he did. He did. They chased him out of his condo building. But yeah, he was interviewed today, and he said it was disturbing that somebody was somebody like Rhino was arrested and then let out of jail without charges being filed. Again, that's nothing new. The local DA has been doing that for weeks, if not months. So this is not anything that he isn't aware of. He knows full well that this has been going on, and he's done literally nothing to quell the violence in his city. He's been asked time and again whether he wants federal help, said no. The governor of Oregon, Kate Brown, tried to get surrounding counties to send their law enforcement officers in the city. They all told her to take take a long walk up a short pier and said there's no way we're sending our officers in there, because even if we do, if they do what they're supposed to do and arrest lawbreakers and troublemakers, they're just going to be released. So why would we put our officers at risk when the city is doing everything it can to perpetuate a very bad situation? So now we've got 4 people dead in Portland because of the lack of law enforcement. There was, of course, the Trump supporter who Reinhold allegedly killed last weekend. There's Reinhold himself, who was arrested and then let go. And then there was another gentleman whose name escapes me, who was arrested in the last couple of days, who stabbed 2 people to death in the last couple of days. And he was arrested during a riot last month as well and let go.
Now, I have read that the feds have started getting with the state police, the Oregon State Police, and cross-deputizing them so they can operate legally in the, you know, they're still Oregon State Police, but they're also working with the feds at that point. Have you heard about that?
I have, and the virtue of cross-deputizing them means that they are also federal officers, and that means they won't be dependent on the local DA for pressing charges, because he's made it clear he has no intention of doing that. So if these now federalized state police officers make an arrest, U.S. attorney can choose to press charges as a prosecutor should if and when somebody breaks the law.
That's a pretty shrewd little tactic there. I read that. I was like, all right, there you go. That's what I like to see. I like to see people that don't look at things as a deterrent. They're like, oh, another opportunity here. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Can't use you. We'll use our people. Thanks very much. Hey, Mr.
Exactly.
Barr, I've got a few people that you need to look at.
Yeah, there's a couple of ways to skin a cat, and it's obvious to everyone that no one in Portland who's in a position of responsibility has any intent of upholding or enforcing laws. So they took that measure, which I think was really smart. Now we'll see if the president sends federal protective officers back into the city as they were before to protect federal property, although I have not heard that federal property has been under attack. We shall see, though. I think now that they have a martyr, the local Antifa brigades are going to step up their activity over this long holiday weekend. At least seems a fair bet.
We're definitely going to see on that one. One thing, though, I read that Jay Danielson only took pepper spray to that he was spraying them when he got shot. And he was part of that big motorcade of Trump supporters that went into Portland. Did you hear that?
I had heard that he was part of that motorcade. I'm not sure why he was on foot. That seems like a bad idea.
Yeah.
I don't know if he parked somewhere. He needed to use facilities. I have no idea why he would stop in Portland. Seems like a really bad idea. I did hear about pepper spray.
Yeah.
Reinhold, in his Vice interview yesterday, alleged that he had pulled a knife. That seems far-fetched.
The whole thing was recorded. There was audio recordings of what actually happened. So you heard the pepper spray. You could actually hear the pepper spray being sprayed and then the gunshots.
Right. Yeah,
I don't know if being stabbed actually creates pulling out a knife, I don't know if that actually creates a audio file or not, but it's obvious that guy was lying. But, I mean, that dude, he was, what was he doing with a gun? He kept getting arrested for illegally possessing a gun.
Yeah, I'm not sure why he was arrested earlier for illegal possession of a loaded firearm in Portland. I don't know if they have carry permit. I don't know what made it illegal for him to carry, but he was, in fact, arrested for that and let go.
Coming up on the first break, and you can find all of this. I don't know how many articles are on the front page. I haven't checked. A wide variety of subjects covered. This is at thetruthaboutguns.com. That is where Mr. Zimmerman employs his trade. We'll be right back. When we get back, we're going to talk about what it looks like is going to happen in this case with young Mr. Rittenhouse. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com, and I'm already sitting around going, I can't understand what's going on in Kenosha or in Antioch where they've got him in jail. But some of your people are looking at this and saying he's going to be acquitted.
Yeah, and not just our people. I mean, we've been saying that for since almost the beginning. As you reviewed the video of what happened that night, it was clear that he was, Kyle Rittenhouse was attacked and defended himself, and that charges like first-degree murder were insane given the circumstances. What's just juicy is the fact that now other people in the mainstream media, namely Eric Zorn, a longtime columnist at the Chicago Tribune, has taken the time to read the documents, watch the videos, read the case that Rittenhouse's attorney has put out, and he's come to the same conclusion. And he says, those of us on the left who are already outraged that it's legal for civilians to openly carry military-style assault weapons in public spaces should begin now to brace ourselves for the inevitable resolution of this case. Kyle Rittenhouse is probably going to walk. Yes, he is. There is no way on God's green earth that a jury in this country is going to find him guilty of the charges that have been leveled against him, short possibly of illegally carrying that firearm. But I've read at least one case defending him very adequately on that charge as well. It's possible that he could get off on that as well. However, that is a misdemeanor charge. Carries a fine and less than a year in jail. And as a first offender, you would think that he might not do any time for that. But yeah, the people in Kenosha should be preparing themselves. Now, of course, this is going to take years, probably, but people should be preparing themselves for the fact that young Mr. Rittenhouse is probably going to be found not guilty of any of the charges that have been leveled against him.
Well, here's the thing about this. Have you seen, are you aware of the case of Mike Strickland?
I don't think so.
Mike Strickland is the videographer that his case is now going to have to go to the Supreme Court, because back in 2016, when the Portland Antifa was trying to encircle him, he's a videographer, and they were trying to encircle him, and he drew a gun on them.
I remember that.
So now they had to throw it to a bench trial because the jury pool in Portland was so full of Antifa and ceasefire or Oregonians and all this other stuff. And they were, you know, originally with this case, he got cited for two misdemeanors, and then it turned into 21 separate charges, with 10 of them being felonies. And all of this because of the pressure put on the government and the fact the government was very receptive to that. Now, with Kyle Rittenhouse, do we know how this is going to, the local, is there any local prejudices that are going to come up and rear their ugly head while we're trying to get justice for this kid?
You know, that's a good question. I know the mayor is a Democrat, and I don't know what the party of the DA is, but I know how quickly he leveled the charges and how severely. I mean, he didn't take it to a grand jury, and he charged him with the maximum charges he possibly could have. In this case, and that appears to anyone who's watching and paying attention like it was nothing more than an attempt to placate the mob and get any possible blowback off of him and avoid any criticism for undercharging. You know, they'd only charged him for I don't know, maybe manslaughter and illegally carrying a firearm. He probably would have ended up with protesters outside his house throwing rocks through his windows.
Well, I mean, but they charge him with murder.
Correct.
And I mean that he had no, there's no intent, there's no motive. He was there to support them. I mean, it's one of the stupidest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, I'm not an attorney, but I don't see how you charge somebody with first degree murder when, in every case, and every time that he pulled the trigger, he was literally under attack. Somebody's trying to disarm him. Somebody was hitting him. Somebody was about to point a gun at him. There's just no way, under any definition of first degree murder, that his actions qualify.
Well, I mean, I know in, I took a look at Wisconsin, under their Castle Doctrine, he will not be able to get any protection under their Castle Doctrine.
No, because that probably only applies to the home and the car, I would guess. But
the home and the car and the place of business,
okay.
Not public.
Right, and there's no duty to retreat in Wisconsin either, I don't believe.
Even though he already had many times.
He was clearly retreating. He was being chased by the first attacker, and he was trying to get away from the second attackers until he fell and was cornered.
So, I'm wondering if he's going to own Kenosha after this is over with.
Well, he's going to be sued by the families of the people he shot, of course. That's
sure.
To play out as well. But, yeah, I would expect that he might have a case against the against the city for, I don't know what the charge is for reckless prosecution, but of course they'll have qualified immunity. I don't know how that would play out.
Well, I mean, I saw that some very good lawyer has volunteered to represent him.
Oh, yeah, he's not hurting for good representation at all.
And he's going to do it for free, so I will he also handle the civil case as well, you think?
I would expect so. Wouldn't surprise me at all. And there is, of course, there's a rally tomorrow outside the juvenile detention center where he's being held to support him. And
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien is praising the economic normalization agreement reached between Serbia and Kosovo as quite remarkable.
And the president some time ago decided that we needed to try something creative, try something new, break the deadlock, and try to move forward with the peace process with Serbia and Kosovo.
Speaking with reporters at the White House, O'Brien also said this agreement shows a momentum that's coming. Acting Deputy of Homeland Security Ken Cuccinelli says DHS has been working on a plan to prevent extremism in the United States.
are creating right now some rather novel approaches, certainly by the American experience, to actually intervene before these sorts of things arise. We're growing that capacity right now.
Cuccinelli speaking on MSNBC. This is USA Radio News. Chicago police are taking steps to curb the violence heading into the Labor Day weekend, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Ahead of the long Labor Day weekend, Chicago police say they're being proactive to try to keep the city safe from violence. It's part of what's been deemed Operation Clean. Police Superintendent David Brown says an elite unit of police officers has already been cleaning up the streets, seizing illegal guns, and that will continue through the weekend.
We have an all-hands-on-deck approach to protecting our city, and I encourage everyone to relax this weekend.
Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Stephen Hahn says COVID-19 vaccines could be authorized for emergency usage before Phase 3 trials are completed. Hahn's saying the vaccines could be authorized for usage as long as the benefits outweighed the risks. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and that is Dan Zimmerman. So then, I want to tell you a story, just because I need to share this with you. And then we're going to talk about Dion K.
Okay.
Yesterday I was doing the show, and I was on a roll. I was on a rant. I was almost about to start asking for an amen. Then the internet crashed, and I was off the air.
Ouch.
And then I was wishing I was being a writer, although I couldn't have sent anything to you, because I had no interwebs. Let's talk about Dion K.
Yeah,
not exactly a good poster boy of shooting young unarmed black men, is he?
No, he was going to be the latest hands up, don't shoot poster boy, and after being shot and killed by Washington D.C. Metro Police, I think it was Tuesday, maybe Wednesday, but the D.C. Police defuse the situation by rushing out body cam video of it as soon as they could, basically the next day, showing that Mr. K had actually pulled a gun. He had a gun in his hand when the officer opened fire. And I don't know how the what happened to the gun, but if you watch the video, apparently when he was shot, the gun was tossed out into an open field or something. It took him a while to find it. But there's no mistaking the fact that he had a gun in his hand when he was shot. And it's a good thing that they did what they did when they did it, because the usual suspects were starting to form up outside D.C. police headquarters and claim that Deion Kay had been executed, that he was just an innocent man, an innocent black man shot, gunned down by racist police officers. That was not, in fact, what happened at all. He was, I'm not sure why he was stopped. I believe he was a drug dealer, but I'm not positive of that. He did, however, have a gun in his hand when the officer opened fire.
I saw lots of video screen grabs with him doing, it was almost like he's doing TikToks, but, pointing guns at the camera, which.
Yeah.
I don't quite get the allure of that, but,
I don't either. I think that it's just people making their own rap videos at home, flashing their nod.
I don't know. I've shot YouTube videos before where I, aim at the camera. And mm-hmm. then I get in trouble with the commenters because they're like, you aimed the gun at me.
I know. No, that was the camera. No human being was standing in front of the muzzle.
No one was harmed during the filming of this video.
No.
Them getting that out there as fast as they did, is that going to be like the model of this in order for the people to keep on policing? Because I honestly wonder... with all of this defund the police nonsense that's going on right now, and in places where they're actually moving in that direction, how much the Ferguson effect is going to expand exponentially among these demoralized people that are just trying to protect their, professionally protect their community.
Right. I would think that getting body camera images out as soon as possible would be the standard practice. We still end up with shootings or instances when suspects are killed. Occasionally where the officers do not have body cameras. I don't know how that happens in 2020. If I'm an officer, I wouldn't want to walk outside the station without a body camera. Unless I've got something to hide, there's an excuse saying that the agency involved doesn't have the funds for them. Again, if I'm a cop, I'm going to buy my own, because I don't want there to be any question about my conduct, because everybody and his brother has a camera in their hand right now. And even if they don't, as we saw with Michael Brown in Ferguson, people will lie about what happened. They said he was on his knees with his hands in the air when he was shot. That was a lie. That did not happen. That is not the way that happened. That is not the way the evidence showed. And that was confirmed not only by local police, the local prosecutor, and the U.S. Department of Justice. All of them came to the same conclusion. But it doesn't matter, because if you pay attention to the protests and rioting that's going on now in the wake of George Floyd, you'll still hear "hands up, don't shoot." It's become part of the culture, part of the lexicon of these people, and they believe that a lot of them still believe that Michael Brown was just an innocent gentle giant. Trying to give himself up, who was gunned down by a racist police officer.
A rabid racist police officer.
Yeah.
Haven't heard anything else about what happened in Atlanta here lately either.
No, I haven't either.
With Rayshard Brooks, that case.
Yeah.
When we get back, I want to talk to you about this whole information thing that's going on, simply because what you just brought up was... I've talked about that. There's a lot of ways this is being used out there right now. The way we hear something, and then we might hear something that sort of contravenes it or goes against it, but we're not interested in something good. We're only interested in the bad. And I want to ask you about that, just simply for your opinion, if that would be okay, would you?
Happy to.
Yeah. How many people, how many stories have you had to write? And we got about a minute left in this segment. How many stories have you had to write about ammo?
The lack of?
Yeah.
Oh, we've mentioned it in a number of stories, and I'm editing one that's going up tomorrow, but it's written by a gun dealer, and how little ammo he's getting and able to find, and just can't come anywhere close to meeting the demand.
I know that there's certain places out there. I know they're working overtime to try to catch this up, and I know there's ammo out there being shipped, but the supply and demand is driving prices sort of crazy. Do you think these prices are worse than they were in 2013?
I think they are. I think we're seeing higher prices for sure than we did in 2013.
Probably part of the problem of having 5 million new gun owners, huh?
More people chasing probably about the same capacity of ammo makers.
Coming up on the next break, thetruthaboutguns.com. You can find the article on Mr. K there, the unfortunate Mr. K. And we'll be right back. My guest is Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and let me ask you a question. You were just now talking about how people latch on to things like hands up, don't shoot, that kind of thing.
Yes.
That little narrative. Have you noticed that's the way it is right now with COVID-19?
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, they released data this week where the actual number of actual cases of pure COVID-19 deaths was 9,700.
Yeah,
right?
I read that.
Out of all of these, you know, 160-some-odd thousand, 6% of them are purely from COVID-19.
Right, which means no other complicating factors.
No other complicating factors. The other 94% had an average of 2.6 complicating factors.
Correct.
Right?
That's now, what I read.
Yes. So, but nobody's talking about that. The CDC, you know, I looked at the timeline of everything they've done, and everything they've ever done has always been the same way all of these rioting memes happen, where you hear something and then there's no evidence to the contrary. There's no evidence presented for their case, like hands up, don't shoot. There was no video for that one, like Dion Kay. See, they had him teed up, ready to go, and then the video started coming out about him, and then they had to sort of drop that, didn't they?
Right. Exactly.
So it just sort of makes me, I've said this many times before, the left always seems to have this template, this operational information operational template that they employ for everything. Like with climate change, they're out there, 97% of all scientists believe climate change actually occurs. Well, how come it's just a number? Who are these guys? I need to see all the scientists in the world. I should see a pile over there really small, because those are the ones that are not doing anything. And at the same time, these others are, you know. So, what do you think of that?
Well, spinning the news is not just in what you write. A lot of times it's also in what you don't write about. So if 97% of the world scientists believe the climate is changing, okay, how many of those believe that it is due to man-made events? Or is it just part of the natural global cycle of warming and cooling? Because that makes a big difference. I don't know the answer to that. I'm just saying, if you're going to report that 97% believe the world is getting warmer, it would also be interesting to know how many of those people believe it's due to the activities of human beings. Only 6% of the COVID deaths in the U.S. are due purely to COVID-19. And the rest had at least 2.6 other complicating factors. How many of those people were over the age of 60 or 70? You know, how many of those people had diabetes? How many of those people had heart disease? That type of thing. It gives you more perspective and a better feel for what those numbers actually mean than just, you know, if you just throw out the number that only 6% of people actually died of COVID, purely COVID, then that gets people, as President Obama used to say, all wee-weed up without necessarily having the full picture of what they're actually talking about.
Right.
And that's the media's goal frequently, is to get people all wee-weed up and stirred up, clicking on their stories and fomenting activity.
You know, I was in a place today buying some shirts. And I had to wear a mask to go in there, which I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wear a mask where masks are required because I'm carrying a gun and I don't need to get in any arguments over somebody about a stupid mask.
I agree. I wear a mask as well.
Yes. So I was wearing a mask, but the guy behind the counter, I was just talking with him. I bought clothes from him many times before. I don't, you know, but we're wearing masks, so he probably didn't recognize me. Yeah. And he was convinced that if you're not showing symptoms, you can still give COVID-19 to somebody. He's convinced that COVID-19 exists on surfaces. And it's not because he's ever seen a case of it or anything. It's just because he heard it.
Right. And that's part of the problem. That's part of the reason that the public health infrastructure in this country has lost so much credibility, is because we've heard so many different stories on both sides of those issues. You know, initially nobody needed a mask because it didn't make any difference. Now everybody needs a mask no matter where you go. Initially, COVID would live for at least 3 days on some surfaces, up to 7 days on other surfaces, and you needed to clean every bit of groceries you brought in the house. Now they say, no, none of that's true. People get whipsawed around with conflicting information coming from the same sources over time, and at some point they just throw up their hands and say, forget it. I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and because they don't know what the story is, and every time I listen, I get a different story, and I'm tired of the agita that it's causing with me, with my family, with society as a whole.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how we're ever going to get back to normal like this.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. It's not going to happen anytime soon.
Because people are quite afraid. And they don't seem to be prepared to go back to normal. It's like they're just deathly afraid of it.
Yeah, I understand that. And if they're not personally afraid of the disease, they're probably afraid of giving it to their parents or some other older ill person they may know. I know I certainly wouldn't want to do that. You know, I'm thinking about Thanksgiving's coming up. Do I really want to go back and see my 86-year-old father and 84-year-old mother? Do I want to expose them to me? Can I do that in good conscience? I don't, is that a good idea? I don't even know. I don't know how you even make that decision these days. It's very difficult.
Anyway, we're about to run out of time. I want to tell you, you had something else going on this past week too, didn't you? So I appreciate you taking the time to fill in the blank. But you notice I don't call it the recap anymore because that's impossible.
No, I'm happy to help any way I can.
That's impossible for me to do.
Wish you a good holiday weekend.
Yeah, the same to you, and hopefully nothing bad happens in Austin. I hope nothing bad happens here. All that other stuff.
Yeah.
Hope nothing bad happens in Chicago. I'm sure Chicago's going to be bad. I'm sure Portland's going to be bad. Seattle, Kenosha. So we got all these hot spots. I can't believe we lumped Kenosha in with that one. I still didn't see that one coming.
No, nobody did.
I'm just not paying enough attention, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, thank you very much, like I said. And you can find Mr. Zimmerman and his work and his people at thetruthaboutguns.com. That's where, and a lot of breaking news coming there. That's where he plies his trade. He and his group, between 10 and 20 articles a day. Hour number 3 is inbound. We're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.